Today we have three speakers, as Janine indicated at the outset. May I now introduce the first of those, the Human Rights Commissioner, Graham Innes. Graham has worked in equal opportunity in New South Wales, Western Australia and nationally. In 1995, Graham was admitted as a member of the Order of Australia for his contribution to the development of Commonwealth disability discrimination legislation. He was a finalist for Australian of the Year in 2003. He was Deputy Disability Discrimination Commissioner with the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission from 1999 to 2005 and was appointed the Human Rights Commissioner in December 2005. It's my pleasure to introduce Graham.
Thank you, John, and good morning, everyone. I'd like to acknowledge the Gadigal people, the traditional owners of the land on which we stand this morning. I want to start with a story about Joanna and Leonard, or Joe and Leo for short. Joe and Leo have lived together for 15 years. Leo works in the Commonwealth Public Service, and Joe, who has diabetes, has been unable to work for the past 5 years due to the impact of the disability. Leo has asthma. Joe and Leo lead a happy life together, and while they only have one income and large combined medical expenses, much of their healthcare costs are reduced because they qualify for the Medicare safety net and the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. Tragically, Leo was recently hit by a car on the way to work and died in the accident. Joe is obviously completely devastated by Leo's death. But because Leo was a Commonwealth employee, Joe is entitled to the care workers' compensation payment payable to dependents. Joe is also entitled to the benefits of Leo's superannuation fund. So Joe doesn't have to sell the house and can continue to live comfortably, although alone. A relatively happy ending to the story, given the tragic circumstances. But like the tragedy of the Montagues and the Capulets in Romeo and Juliet, in reality, a rose by any other name may not be so sweet. If Joe and Leo were a same-sex couple instead of a heterosexual couple, then the story would have turned out quite differently. They would not have had access to the Medicare and PBS concessions available to family members. And Joe would not have had automatic access to Leo's workers' compensation and superannuation payments. In other words, if Joe and Leo were two men, or two women, Joe would be both emotionally and financially devastated. But if Joe and Leo were a man and a woman, Joe would need to deal with grief, but not also with destitution. Why do our laws treat Australian couples so differently? It just shouldn't matter who is what sex. But it does matter under our current laws, and that's what this inquiry is all about. This inquiry is about making sure that all Australian couples have the same financial entitlements, whether or not those couples are made up of two women, two men, or a man and a woman. Now, as you may have guessed, Joe and Leo are fictional characters. But let me tell you another story about a man who's sitting in this very room this morning. Mr. Young had been in a relationship with Mr. C, a war veteran, for 38 years. Sadly, Mr. C died at the age of 73. A few months after Mr. C's death, Mr. Young applied for a pension under the Veterans Entitlement Act as a veterans dependent. Mr. Young's application for the pension was denied because he was not living with a member of the opposite sex and therefore did not meet the definition of a dependent under the Act. Mr. Young rightly believed that this was discriminatory and took his case to the United Nations Human Rights Committee. The UN found that this discrimination breached Mr. Young's human rights under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and recommended that Australia rectify the discrimination. So far, the law has not changed, and Mr. Young continues to be denied the right to apply for a veteran's pension, just because his partner was a man. So, how's this inquiry going to address this type of discrimination? Well, First, we want to identify all the laws, Commonwealth, State and Territory, which create the completely unfair situations that Mr. Young, Leo, Joe and many of you here have encountered. We've developed a discussion paper, available in hard copy and accessible on our website, that begins the auditing process. Some of the laws that we've already identified as discriminatory include social security laws and tax laws. But this is just the start of the list. We'll be relying on many of you, your colleagues, your friends, state equal opportunity commissions and government departments, amongst others, to help us develop a complete list of Australian legislation that perpetuates discrimination against same-sex couples by denying access to the financial entitlements that are available to heterosexual couples. Second, we want to collect real stories about how these laws impact on the daily lives of same-sex couples, as a way to help the general community understand the unfairness of these laws. Finally, we want to identify the best way to eliminate this discrimination so that we can make concrete recommendations to the federal government about what needs to change. How will we gather all this information? Well, as of right now, we're open for public submissions. And for those of you interested in making a submission, a short guide is available, again, both here and on our website. We encourage you to spread the word so that we can get as many points of view as possible. All submissions received in electronic format will be placed on the inquiry website, unless we're asked to make the submission confidential. Once the submission deadline has closed, and that will be Friday the 2nd of June 2006, we'll commence public consultations around the country. This will give people an opportunity to expand on their written submissions and allow other community members to tell their story and express their views. We'll also talk to government departments administering the relevant pieces of legislation and to any other organisations or individuals who wish to meet with us separately to provide advice. Then, with all the information we've collected, we'll write a report which will be tabled in the Federal Parliament. We hope to send the report to the Attorney General by the end of this year so that it can be tabled early in 2007. We have a busy year ahead of us, and we look forward to working with you to finally eliminate discrimination in this important area. Thanks for your attention this morning.